Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Linda, and this is Soul in the City. Soul in the City, where we aspire to go higher and higher in the spirit. I welcome you this afternoon to just sit back and relax. I have an exciting guest. We'll be talking about the new moon, Venus, powerfully being you, and being a powerful you, which is the topic of the program, Powerfully You. And to be powerfully you is to be connected to the God in you, because that is your power source. And once you're connected to the God in you, the great I am in you, then because he is, you are. Because he is powerful, you are powerful. Because he is great, you are great. Because he is peaceful and loving, you are peaceful and loving. All because you're connected to the power source of who he is. We're going to play a little bit of Donnie McClarkin and Speak to My Heart, Holy Spirit. And then I'll be back with our guest, Dr. Cindy Powles. And we will have a great program. So sit back, relax, re-listen, and just enjoy. And know that because he is, you are. This is Donnie, and we'll be listening to a little bit of this. That was a little bit of Donnie McClurkin and Speak to My Heart. And now we'll go to our guest, Dr. Cindy Powles, and we'll be just talking about being powerfully you and how that is connected to God. And since we're connected to God, we're connected to his universe, and that includes the planets and how they relate to our being spiritually on this path. And I know for some of you that may be a stretch, but let's stretch our minds, let's stretch our imagination. And I welcome my guest, Dr. Cindy Powles. Hi, Cindy, how are you?
Aloha, Linda, how are you? It's so good to talk to you.
You too, I'm excited.
I am too. It's interesting that we've been going back and forth and connecting by the internet, but we've never actually connected in person. But you kind of, after reading a little bit of what each person has to offer, you feel like there is an interconnectedness. In the spirit of God in Christ, there is, we're all connected as one. And that really is part of what's going on right now, is the power to be interconnected in love. And that is really what God offers us, I believe.
I think that is so true, and it's being open to what God has. I feel like God is doing a shift in the universe and a shift in us, and helping us to be more our powerful selves in him. I think sometimes we can get stuck in what tradition has brought us to, but I feel like he's doing, as we say in the body of Christ, a new thing. He's doing a new thing in us, and so we just need to open up our minds to receive this new thing he has for us.
Well, I was blessed to be able to start on this path and getting involved in how to connect directly to the love inside us, and that love is the living God in us at an early age. And for me, and I think you might practice this as well, for me, I found that at about 13 years old, my father passed away, and my mother was looking for a little bit of truth about what life is about. And that happens a lot. I find that when people have a major instance in their life, like a loss or pain or death, a lot of times they start looking for a deeper meaning to life. And that's what happened to my mother, and she found Dr. Paul Masters, and I started going to classes at a very early age, and I found that you really can go inside and find that inner connection to God, and you can just do that because God is love, and God's love is alive in your heart, and the Christ is the doorway to open that doorway to God in us, is what I found. And it was such a blessing, Linda. It just completely changed my life at a very early age.
And that is so, so awesome. And I just feel like he has so much knowledge in the universe. He sees the infinite mind of all knowledge. And that sometimes we shut ourselves off to all the knowledge that he has for us. So I'm just trying to, part of this show is to open up some of that knowledge and to expose people to something maybe a little bit different than what they've been taught. But we have to know that sometimes it's not a right or wrong, but it's just expanding what God has for us. So we're going to get in.
I do think that Christ really always spoke, and all of the teachings I have found is that he was there. And the way he lived so that we could live the same way. We could find out the same things that he found out. And I really believe with my heart and soul that he wanted us to live and find that love living inside ourselves that is the God within. And he did that because that was his connection. He was able to join God and man through his love. And when he passed on, he gave us that gift to be able to do the same thing and walk in that path. It's not an easy path. Because we're constantly tested, you know, because love is the greatest power in the universe, really. But sometimes it's hard to love everything that happens in our lives and other people, as you might know.
Yes.
but I do think what's going on right now, with the full moon, with the Venus transit, with everything that's happening in the world, and this year especially, we're being asked to work together and have the love and unity through love for everyone throughout humanity to overcome any prejudices, any things in ourselves that are things that need to be healed, any things that we need to do to work on forgiveness, all principles that Christ talked about.
Right. What is the Venus transit? Explain that to me.
Well, it's interesting because, you know, most of us, when we think of Venus, what do we think of? We think of love, right?
Right.
We think of the planet of love. So this is as much as you want to make of it, because in our lives, like you just have said so beautifully so many times, we have the right to choose what's important to us in our lives and what's not important to us in our lives. We have free will. But there are certain things that occur that are certain energies that we can open ourselves up to, sometimes more easily than other times. And the Venus transit is astrologically, it's not just something that is a belief. It's really, truly an astrological event. And it just occurs once more in our lifetime, and that's going to be coming up on June 5th. And a little bit on the June 6th, the Venus transit only happens every 114 years, and it happens in pairs. So it happened at 2004, and this is the last time that we're going to be seeing the Venus transit. It's not going to happen again until 2117. And it happened, and a lot of people believe it was very important. It happened in 1526, and they believe it helped usher in the Age of the Renaissance. In 1639, the Age of Reason. In 1769, the Age of Enlightenment. And 1882, the Age of Imperialism. And we actually can watch it and see it. Of course, the thing is, don't watch it with your eyes because you don't want to look at the sun. But basically, it's an alignment that's going to happen between the Earth and Venus and the sun, where it's literally for a few hours, we'll actually be able to, I have a good website, you can see it, called School online, but you watch the Venus actually transiting across the sun. Remember we had that one where you could actually see the moon and it was an eclipse. This is kind of like that, but the Venus is so far away, it looks very small as it transits across the sun. And Venus is an amazing planet, and I do feel we have a deep connection because it is a planet of love, and it's got a lot of power. And when this alignment happens with the Earth and with Venus and the sun, all of these are beautiful chances for us to set our intention, to feel connected and on purpose, to create a new intention for our lives and have that amplified with this power of Venus and the sun and Earth together. And so it's a good time to really decide what you want to have in your life. So if you take a moment and say, okay, well, Linda, what do you want to have in your life? Do you want to have a more powerful, more abundant life? Do you want to better health? Do you want greater purpose? Do you want to understand how to love more? Set your intention, then this is a perfect time to really step into that new area where we can create and manifest, because Venus does help us manifest our destiny. So it's a good time to really take a few moments. With the full moon of June is a very, very strong moon. It's the time where the energy of love and Christ comes right through us to help bring us to a better place in our hearts and our souls. And this particular full moon, I really believe the whole planet is needing right human relationships, more unity. And so if we set our intentions for more unity, for a more understanding, for goodwill, which is so important. The will to good is God's will. And if we set our intentions on something powerful like that, we can do a lot to really help the whole planet and help everyone on the planet.
I think that is awesome. And spiritually, which to me is metaphysically, you've kind of explained that in that it helps us to set our intentions, but how does that manifest for us spiritually in ways? And when we set this intention, then this should manifest. It's God's going to make it so anyway, because our intention is so strong at this time. But kind of go over that a little bit.
Well, I really have been seeing, and as many people have been seeing, that there has been a lot of crises in the world, and unfortunately a lot of dissension and sometimes a lot of inequalities, and this is manifesting in lots of ways, and sometimes it comes out in fear, and sometimes it comes out with a lack of money from some people and too much for others. So I really believe that this is a perfect time to really help change the world for the better, because we have within us people like you, people who are listening. I have found people all over the world, as I'm sure you have, Linda, who really are working for the good of the world. They
right.
have goodwill. They want the world to be a better place. They want to carry out that love principle and have love for all of humankind. And so I see it as spiritually a perfect time for us to work and unite with the world to help the world be in a peaceful, positive, loving state, to feel world unity, to feel goodwill for all, and for all of us to work to make that possible, so that this world can really fulfill a better purpose by bringing the love that is there inside of us and letting us walk as Christ walked, with great love for all of humankind. So why not set our intention to the highest and try to help the world, because the world needs a lot of love right now, I think.
It does. It does. And sometimes we can be in, and I think that begins with us. You know, sometimes if we're in some not great places in our heart, in our mind, in our spirit, if we're in some dark places, some places of unforgiveness or holding on to grudges, or it begins with that person in us, and to let go of those things so that in the world event we can let go of some things that is not serving the world. Do you agree with that?
I think you cannot avoid anytime uncovering what is inside of yourself, because we're like a holy chalice for God's Holy Spirit. But the chalice has to be completely cleared out and open So you have to remove anything negative. You know, if you have pure water, if there's something that is not pure in the water, the whole water will get poisoned, you know. So if we're getting the whole pure spirit, but there's something in us that's blocking that spirit from coming through, if we have hatred, if we have grudges, if we have limitations, if we have anything that needs to be cleared out, that is part of the love that God has for us, is that he understands we all have issues to deal with. But if we really use the gifts that God has given us, we can apply that love that we have from God in Christ to overcome those difficulties. So there is no avoiding who you are and what you are and what you have to deal with in this world. We all have issues. We all have
yes,
stuff.
Yes, we do.
We have to, you know, I think every single one of us has some stuff. And you don't want to hide it. You want to face it. And the thing is, having courage to see what there is in you that needs to come out, because as we get this amplification in a way of energy, it can amplify either way. It can amplify the good, or it can also amplify the things that we call not so good, you know. So why not take care of the stuff that needs to be taken care of? Because you know what? It's going to come up anyway. Sooner or later, it's going to be in our face. So that's part of doing the work of being a person who works with God's love and being a minister and just being a good person. Is, I swear, you know, Linda, there's many times people who are ministers and teachers and doctors who aren't near as good as people who are just out there helping in the community, doing good, maybe working with people who need help at a nonprofit or a homeless shelter. You know, just because you're a minister or doctor doesn't mean that you're living a useful, personally valuable life. That's up to every individual to do the work on, you know.
Right.
There's no hiding. There's no hiding before God. God sees all of who we are, you know. There's no secret.
Definitely not. And I just think the more that we face that, that is the way to do it. It takes the courage to face those parts of you that you sometimes don't like, you know. Actually, that is one of the most courageous journeys I feel like a man can or woman can make, is to face those parts of you that, you know, that are kind of messy, deal with them spiritually, asking God to guide you through those and moving on. It's sort of like moving through that life force, and how is this all connecting through the life force in us? And it's that force of God that shows us the way on this journey that we call life. Talk to me a little bit about that.
Well, when I first started on this path, I just wanted to read every single thing I could get on this. And I was in high school, Beverly Hills High School, and I was going around telling everyone about how great God was. And I was just, oh my gosh, I was a pain. I was going around talking about how to convert all these people at Beverly Hills High School to God. But then I had an experience, in it, and I actually felt myself connecting to the highest spirit that I could ever find. And it was the spirit of God coming into my heart. And I felt the greatest love that you can ever imagine. I saw a light that was more brilliant than a million suns. And I was lifted beyond the planet. And I really literally felt like I was merged and experienced a oneness with God. And it was the most powerful, amazing force that could ever happen. I believe it's similar to what Paul experienced when Paul was on the road to Damascus, and it's also what many who have been on the path have experienced when God touches you personally in your life. And that changed me in a way. It was interesting because I didn't need to go out any longer and talk to people and try to convince them about that they were, you know, had to find God, because I realized we are all exactly where we choose to be in this very moment, that we are here to learn our lessons, we are here to learn to love, and that if we can all just live that God presence in us in any particular moment, we are doing good, but we really are here to help serve all those who are needed to waken up to that love that's present for them. And this is a very powerful lesson I've been doing now since I was very, very young, 15. And you know what? Our lives will constantly, every day, teach us the lessons we need to be open to learn that love. And
yes.
And I'm lucky because I can connect, and I do connect when I realize it is with me right now. You know, it's with you right now. It's with everyone right now. And we're all here and joined in this beautiful energy that God has given us, that life, that spirit is alive in our breath. It's alive in our hearts. And all we have to do is ask and open up our hearts to that spirit of love. And that's the spirit that God carries when we ask for it, when we open our hearts up to it. But then we need to share it. It's not just enough that we have it. It's how we share it, and that's through service. And service can be anything. You know, service can be...
Yes, it can be.
It can be anything you want to do. You know, I mean, it doesn't have to be in a church. It doesn't have to be in a nonprofit. It can be just the way you are as a person. It can be a smile to another person. It can be, you know, just giving back a little bit or paying it forward in some cases, you know.
But that is all true.
We're all humble servants of the Lord. And you know, I know you and many others have followed the path and given their lives towards it. This is a long path. Through the thousands of years, there have been many that have followed this path. So we're not alone. I mean, there are many, many, many on this path and on this journey. And as each of us learn, and as each of us share, and as each of us love more, we're adding to clearing the pathway for more to follow in that way.
That is so true. And I feel that so in my spirit that you know, Christ was a way shower, and I know you've heard that expression, but he showed the way for others to show the way through the generations on and on and on. And so part of that is to just show love. And I think a lot of the division that we see, I'm this, I'm that, or whatever, it really is about loving people to God. You know, it's not about making anybody feel, because your beliefs may be different than mine, mm-hmm. but the best way that I can show the love of God is to love you.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. That is absolutely the key. And that is how many people have found Christ, is because they absolutely found the love. And I have I've followed many... I've studied many different paths, and I've learned from a lot of different paths. But when I sit and open my heart to the energy of the love that Christ is, he comes to me in spirit, and the love is so powerful and so beautiful and so accepting and so forgiving and so compassionate. It's pure, unconditional love. And to have that kind of pure, unconditional love humbles us in a way. In fact, many people don't feel worthy of it, so they don't even open their heart and ask for that love because they don't think they're worthy of that kind of love. But we are all worthy of
yes,
that
we
love.
Are. Mm-hmm. I love
every
that. That is powerful. It is so many people that don't feel worthy of that love, and because they've maybe not experienced it from family members, parents, or so forth, so they don't feel like they're lovable. And if it was one thing I could shout to the planet, is that you are lovable.
Yes. Yes. I do a little test. I found this test out a few years back, and it's interesting, and I suggest sometimes people do it. And there's three wonderful words, and you can say it, and you can see how you react to it. If you say, I am lovable, I am loved, and I am loving, and then see which, if you believe all those things, or if there's one you don't believe, do you believe you are loving? Do you believe you are lovable? Do you believe you are loved? And just looking at those three aspects, we can learn a lot about what in us we need to work on to be lovable, to be loving, and to be loved. You know, God loves us, so we are lovable.
Yes.
Love. And he's certainly at work in us, but we may have many deep issues where we don't feel that that's possible. And I think it's unfortunate in our world today that so many young people are taught they have to look a certain way or act a certain way or be a certain way to be lovable. And they try so hard. I mean, you've seen them. They all try to look
yes.
certain, like a certain star. They try to dress like it. They try to be so hip, you know. And they're not seeing that they can just be themselves. It's so hard for people to believe that they can just be themselves and be lovable.
And that really, as we're talking about being powerfully you, it just, with us talking about love, it is the power source to know that you're connected to God, and that connection comes through his love for you and your love to him. So speak about being powerfully you.
Well, the thing is, most people haven't even begun to tap into the power that they have at their disposal. And I think to be powerfully you, you have to, first of all, trust in yourself and trust in God. And
sometimes
we don't really trust ourselves. We hide that. We think we do. But sometimes we have something in ourselves that we think is maybe not so loving, you know? And,
mm-hmm.
and sometimes we've been hurt, and somebody are really hurt and feel betrayed, and they don't trust in love anymore. So if you can just open up your heart, God isn't going to hurt you. God is going to love you. Christ is there to open up the doorway to the love of God, and that is the most powerful force in the world, in the universe. If you can just look for a moment at the example of what happened with Christ. He had 12 disciples, and if you really read objectively about his disciples, these were not the kings of the world or the planet. These were just everyday normal guys he pulled out.
They
all had their issues. I mean, I think of what Jesus had to go through with that group of people and knowing that they were going to have some issues to deal with, but still asking them to work with him and to follow him and to be with him, and then to go out and speak of him after he passed on, to go out and speak of his works knowing, and they did, knowing that they likely were going to be killed. And I do want to mention one thing which I think is important, because I've been doing a lot of study on this. Many times people do not give the true worth to the power that Mary Magdalene had. Mary Magdalene was a very powerful, amazingly wonderful woman and a great role model for many of us here. And unfortunately, because Peter had some issues with women, he took over control, where she was really, I believe, going to be the one to lead, and that Christ loved, that wanted to lead the word and the works forward. But Peter really took over that. So I think after all this time, Mary Magdalene was finally getting her due, and she represents the divine feminine and is right up there with Christ. And for so long, she was just completely, through the Catholic Church and others, completely disrespected. And it's so important for women to realize that they have a role model to follow that is a spiritual teacher. And Mary Magdalene was a spiritual teacher who was very loved by Christ. And I think that women are, at this time, are more able to take on a role of a spiritual teacher more than ever before. And it's been a long, hard road, and it's not over. The Catholic Church is still trying to limit the power of the nuns. And it's a shame that they can't recognize it, and they can't even allow women to teach and be priests. You know, they cannot even accept equality, and I don't know where they see the threat is, but this is the age, I believe, that women and the power of women to love and to have compassion is needed with the power of the rest of the world. We do have such great power as women, and it is time to claim that power, Linda. It really is time for us to claim the power that we have been given.
I so agree with that. And being a woman minister, and, you know, even in the traditional church, and this is not to knock anything, but to stand up powerfully as who God called you, sometimes mm-hmm. it's very difficult. And then if you're a single woman, as I am, it's even more difficult. It's like people need to have associated you with a man and somehow in order for you to speak God's word. But what I'm finding is that God is pulling out in me, as I feel like many other of my spiritual sisters, that we have this voice and to open up our mouths and speak what he tells us to speak in the time that he tells us to speak.
That is so true, and I'm so glad you said that, because I'm finding the same thing, and I believe all around the world at this time there's been many who, for so long, really, we look at what the church even did to some of the women. I mean, even look at Joan of Arc, you know, I mean, who were God's children speaking his truth, and they would, you know, they would completely burn you at the stake if you were to try to go out and speak the truth in your love of God. I mean, for a long time, women were completely denied this right. And after thousands of years, I mean, it really is time for us to have the courage, even though much pain has been occurred, and I believe in many lifetimes that may have happened. I think it happened to me in other lifetimes. And I think we were kind of really forced into silence as to owning up to the power of that love that we have been feeling for Christ. And but now I really think even this particular time of this particular full moon and the power of the divine feminine is now stronger than ever coming into being, and that it is meant to be equal. The feminine and the masculine are meant to work together equally in the Word of God and teaching and preaching and talking of God. And I know, and I really believe this with my heart and soul, that Christ had that in mind and believed that with Mary Magdalene, and I really believe it was meant to be equal, and that it is time for us to speak out and to believe that and believe in ourselves and to now do our work, not necessarily for ego, but just because there is such great need in the world that we really have something to share and give, and we're needed. You are needed, Linda, and you're needed with what you're doing at this show. I know I'm needed in what I'm doing, and sometimes we've never seen that path been clear, but I do believe in this particular time that path is going to be made clear, but we have to have courage, and we do have to count on the power of love and the power of God within us, and to tap into that and to trust in God. I mean, even a penny says trust in God, you know.
Right, it does.
We are meant to trust in God. We're meant to trust in our God and trust that God within us, you know. And we should never allow anyone to take that amazing power we have from us. That is not how God wished us to be. He wished us to have an open heart that was speaking his name in truth and with the power, because we have great understanding. We have great powers of goodwill. We have a great gift that we have to give to the world right now. And it's kind of time to step out of the shadows and step into the light, you know, and to be the powerful person that we are meant to be.
And I just feel like this is a call pretty much to those who have been in the shadows, that maybe you just didn't have the courage, but you know God has called you to, I just call it as a trumpeter, to say to the world that, you know, he's here, he's inside you. You know, he can say, I'll never leave you. How closer can he be than to be inside you? He, of course, would never leave you if he's inside you. But to say this is the time now, this is this window, this portal of opportunity for our world to just really bring those people out the shadows who have a message that God has placed in their heart that maybe haven't felt worthy to speak. So we release you to speak right now as we're saying that. I don't know, that just came out of my spirit. But we release you to speak.
In fact, if you right now just go into your heart and you feel that deep love, open up your heart like you're opening up the door and allow that Christ to come right into your heart and feel that love as Christ's energy and presence, his divine presence is coming right into your heart. And let that love build, you know, breathe that love into your heart. Just breathe it in, breathe it in, breathe it in. And allow that love to fill your entire body with a great loving light and see it fill in your entire space where you're sitting. And as you feel that light of love coming into your body, send that love out. Send that love out, first of all, maybe to someone that you love, that you're close to, and you that you do trust. Send that love out and feel how powerful that feels when, with that power of God's love in you, you send it to someone else. And then If you feel safe in that, then continue to send it out to the world. Send it out to the entire planet. Let that love continue to build and spread to those who are working with that light and love throughout the world, because this is the time to share that light and love with others. And let that love just continue to build in you and feel the strength of being loved. Let that love come back 100-fold and feel how God loves you, and that love is alive in your very heart, and feel how it just felt to feel loving by sending out that love, and believe that you are lovable. You are indeed loved by God in Christ. You are a divine child of God. And I wrote this the other day, and you asked me to share this. This is called The Word of God. If I were asked to speak of God, I would speak of the great love the heart of God carries, this precious love that lives in the Christ and the Master, that is a magnet that draws us ever nearer to the light of life. Let us experience all of this myriad energies in all of existence. If I were to speak of God, I would look at the miracle of being, and at all the humble servants of the Lord that have long followed the path and given their lives so that others could follow on the way. If I were to speak of God, I would know that there is no way words can convey the truth of this energy, this glory, this spirit that lives here on earth and gives us eternal life after our time here. And I would look at the inspiration given by the beauty of this planet and how it is nourished and how it sustains us and how it leads us to be guardians to protect this beautiful place for the growth of humankind. And I would look at the acts of kindness humankind does in God's name. And I would be in awe at the amazing grace that saves us when we fall and lifts us to glory when we open our hearts to his true name. And still I would be forever missing the truth of this magical force that is beyond words. And if one was to say, as they often do, how could God allow such pain and suffering? Then I would see the compassion God has for those who do not see how God allows life to be as we act out our various dramas and dreams here in this time and space. And how when we awaken from that dream, God is always there to meet and greet us with eternal life. And so I offer words that are just a shadow of the love and the light of what God is. For how can I put into words the ecstasy of the moment when I merge with God in the inner sanctuary of my soul? And how can I describe heaven when it only makes me so long to once again go home? And so I speak and seek to share these gifts given, and so many have before me. And I take a breath of God's heaven in secret moments of communion, and God is there to guide me and reveal the love and truth to me each day in millions of ways. And God reflects his spirit here in us as we serve the purpose and plan of God's will. So that was just one of the messages I get after I meditate. It comes to me when I sit and meditate in the morning and take those moments to share my time and my heart and soul with God.
And I read that, and it just was, like, so speaking to my heart. That's why I really wanted you to share that and some of the things that you've posted. And I know that your journey has brought you to the place of, you know, that communion with God. And I encourage people, whether you call it quiet time, meditating, it's taking that time to just settle yourself and allowing God to speak to you. So many times I say that when we pray, and prayer is a two-way conversation, but if you're always asking, you don't really hear what God has to say to you unless you sit still and be quiet and hear that small, quiet voice, that still, quiet voice in you. Cindy, I have so much enjoyed our conversation. You must come back again. But do you have any final words or thoughts that you want to pass on to the audience?
Well, I have about 850 of these messages that are all free for anyone to read. It's if they go to my one website I have is Cindy Paulos, CindyPaulos.com, and there's a book I wrote called Put a Little Light in Your Life, which has a lot of ways we can share Christ light in our life and use it. I also have two CDs. I wrote, one was I wrote after my mother passed away, and her spirit came to me and shared some beautiful words about how there is life eternal and how we really never die in spirit, we go on. And I have some information there in the blog, connection there to my blog, where anyone can go to my blog. But I just, you know, what you said is so true, and I really believe we're all worthy of God's love, and we just happen to be open, have to be a little open to receive it, to believe it, and to accept it, and then God's there to work with us. And I really have enjoyed having this time to connect with you, Linda, and I hope you have a very, very blessed night tonight and every day of your life. I know that God's with you and working with you and through you, so I'm so happy to have connected with you here.
Me too, and like I said, if you ever have time, you are so welcome back at any time. I feel like you just have a powerful message to share, and anytime you have something, feel free to call me, and we can just do the thing on the program. So
thank you so much.
Open door all the time.
A big aloha from Maui to you.
Aloha. I love that. and she's in Hawaii, so aloha, blessings
aloha.
And peace. And we speak that in your spirit.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. You be blessed. And to the listening audience, be blessed because you are. Be magnificent because you are a part of a magnificent God. Be powerful because you are, because you're connected to a powerful God. Be great because you are, because you're connected to a great, good God. He's all good. I just want to shout, he's all good. And so this is Soul in the City, where we aspire to go higher and higher in the spirit. Be blessed and good night. Thank you, Cindy.
Aloha. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye.